Amen. Would you stand with me as you find your way back to your seat? I'm going to go directly to the Word of God this morning, this afternoon. We're going to be looking at the book of Matthew. Matthew chapter 12 today. And I just want to tell you that I feel such a strong word that you would use in generations before and may not use it as much anymore, but I feel such a strong unction of the Spirit today, and there has been such a move of God already, but I don't believe that he's done yet. I believe he wants to move in our midst even yet. Matthew chapter 12 verse 22. Then was brought unto him one possessed with a devil, blind and dumb, and he healed him, insomuch that the blind and dumb both spake and saw. And all the people were amazed and said, Is not this the son of David? But when the Pharisees heard it, they said, This fellow doth not cast out devils, but by Beelzebub. Common term we hear. Prince of devils, we heard this Beelzebub in different iterations and variations. Baal, Beelzebub. And Jesus knew their thoughts and said unto them, Every kingdom divided against itself is brought to desolation, and every city or house divided against itself shall not stand. And if Satan cast out Satan, he is divided against himself. How shall then his kingdom stand? He said, if I'm doing this by the power of Satan, how would Satan cast out Satan? That doesn't make sense. And he says, and if I, by Beelzebub, cast out devils, by whom do your children cast them out? Therefore they shall be your judges. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. And I want to key in on this 29th verse as we begin this year and this series and this message. He gives an explanation. He goes, let me take a little further. He says, or how else can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he first, everybody say first. How can he spoil his goods except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house. My message today is first bind the strong man. First bind the strong man. You can be seated today. We're kicking off a sermon series that I've mentioned in January that I've entitled First Things. We're also kicking off 21 days of prayer and fasting. And you know, at the beginning of a new year, there's a natural desire for a fresh start, a natural desire for resolutions. It's a great time to mark the beginning of new things. And so that's why we have New Year's resolutions, and things you're going to do differently or better. And I love that. I'm all for that. Please do that. We have some things that we're resetting and doing differently and realigning and trying to master in the Bernard home in 2025, some goals. But this month, my sermons are not necessarily going to be about those type of things. And I'm not trying to denigrate that. But this month, and at the outset of 2025, I want to declare to our church that if you're going to do great things, which I believe you are, if you're going to have an incredible year this year, which I believe with the Lord's help you're going to do, if our church is going to accomplish incredible feats this year for God, if we're going to see some of the numbers that we shared increase this year over last year, which I believe we will, if we're going to do those great things, then we better do some first things. If we hope to do great things for God, we cannot do great things until we do some first things. There are some first things that we have to put in place before we can do great things. As it's well recorded in Scripture, we understand that a house, no matter how significant, no matter how beautiful, no matter how structurally sound inside, if it's built on the wrong foundation, will not stand. We know that this foundation is Christ Jesus, but I want to take this principle and continue to play this out. If we don't build our walk with God, our habits, our faith, our worldview, our daily life around the right things first, then all the great things we aspire to will fail. All the great things that we want to do will not last. That's why we fast at the beginning of the year. Fasting is a way of neglecting ourselves, of submitting our flesh to God, of subduing ourselves. And well, I don't want to go too far into it. I know that we, as I mentioned, we have some resources if you're new to the concept of fasting. But a couple of things. We see that fasting can be a time of preparation. We're going to look at Jesus in Matthew chapter 4, he went on an extended fast. And after the conclusion of that fast and that season, that temptation, we see that his public ministry begins. That fasting was a part of the preparation. So if you believe that God has some things in store for you, fasting is a way to set that right. We know that fasting is really a part of a process of repentance. We see in the New Testament, we're called to repent and believe in Jesus, be baptized in Jesus' name. But all throughout Scripture, when there's been some evidence brought to some wrongdoing or people have a spirit of repentance, we see that fasting is coupled with that repentance. In Jonah, when Jonah finally gets to Nineveh and he preaches to the people of Nineveh and he says, "Yet 40 days Nineveh shall be overthrown," their response, it says in Jonah 3 verse 5, "So the people of Nineveh believed God and proclaimed a fast. And put on sackcloth, from the greatest of them even to the least." We see that when you want to seek wisdom from God, fasting is a great way to gain wisdom. Paul and Barnabas in the book of Acts, they're appointing elders and leaders. In Acts 14 and 23, when they appointed elders for them in every church with prayer and fasting, they committed them to the Lord in whom they had believed. So this month we're going to fast. Now, I'm not trying to dictate exactly how you fast. You can choose which type of fast you do. Some may do a total fast where you fast all food and all consumption for a certain amount of days. Some people may do a Daniel's fast, which is just a type of fast where you eat only certain things. And I know there's some people that due to medical reasons and you can't restrict your food intake. And I believe that you can fast other things. And there are some things that you can do that, a combination of those things. And I believe it's become very popular to do things like a social media fast, which I think it's wonderful. Anything that you see that, what does my flesh desire to feed on and how can I restrict that? But just personally, I would say that yes, if you want to add those things to fasting, I think that's wonderful, that's admirable, please do that. But I would encourage each and every one of us specifically to fast food in some way, shape, or form. We see that modeled in the Bible, that fasting, depriving our physical body and weakening our flesh, as it were, is a central thing to communion and consecration before God. And so in this verse, we're going to look at what does it mean? First, bind the strong man. Let me just break this down a little bit, because we see that Jesus, he heals this man and he casts the devil out of him. And the Pharisees are constantly trying to throw some things on Jesus and discredit his work and say, well, what he's doing is not really by God. And so they say, "You're doing this by the power of Beelzebub." And we know that, literally translating it, Beelzebub, Lord of the flies. But if you transition it into Greek and you look at this, another a translation is also master of the house, Lord of the house. And so Jesus basically says, well, I can prove that I haven't done this by the power of Satan. Why would Satan cast out Satan? That doesn't make sense. And so I'm telling you that I have power over Satan, because you know how I have power over Satan? How could I free a prisoner from Satan if I did not already have power over the master of the prison? The proof that I have the power to free the prisoner, you can see that he is free, meaning I not only freed the prisoner, but I had to subdue the master first. And then he goes on to tell this parable. He says, how can you spoil the goods of a strong man unless you bind the strong man first? And Jesus even says, when talking about fasting later, into his disciples in Matthew 17, when he rebukes the devil, they say, why could we not cast him out? And he says, because of your unbelief. He said, you have to have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. In verse 21, how be it this kind goeth out, not out, but by prayer and fasting. There's some things that we see that a part of what you want to conquer this year in your life, you need prayer and fasting as an anchor part of your walk with God. If you want to see victory, there are some things that go out by prayer and fasting. But again, in this passage, he says, how else can someone enter into a strong man's house? Now, this is a little bit of a shift from what we're normally used to talking about when talking about the enemy. Normally, we like to think of the devil trying to come to our house and take things. But in this instance, Jesus, he relates the devil as a strong man. I'm going to speak very clearly. What he's saying is that the devil would have dominion over this earth, and those unrepentant souls and those people that have not been redeemed would be as if they were under his power and his home, and they are the goods, as it were, of his home. And so Jesus is saying, I have come to bind the power of the strong man. So in this instance, what we understand is that the devil is in this world is the place that he wants to declare dominion and power in people that have not been liberated by the message and the love and the redemption of Jesus Christ are like the goods in the house of the strong man. And so we understand that Jesus came to bind the strong man. But also what we need to see is that the goods that he's referring to in this case was the man that needed to be rescued from the demonic grip of Satan. He's saying that Satan wants to make his home in this earth. And people who have not been saved are like the goods in the house of the strong man. But he's saying there's no way I could have freed this slave of sin if I had not bound the master of sin first. He's revealing an important truth to us. We tend to think, as I said, of the enemy trying to come into our house and take things. But first, we need to recognize that Jesus has come and he has bound the strong man, that is Satan, and his ability to have dominion over this earth. And yes, now the wonderful truth is that the doors of the strong man's prison have been burst open, as it were. But now the call is whosoever will to come out of the grip of Satan. But in the spiritual world of Jesus, there is no forced liberation. You must decide to be free. Before we can spoil the goods, as it were, before we can see some things that we want to see in our life, we have to first bind the strong man. Many times I think that we unfortunately try to deal with the goods of the strong man and not the strong man himself. What I mean is sometimes we try to focus on minimizing the damage of the sin in our life without handling the root of it. I've come to speak a very clear and direct word to this church today. There are some sins that you had allowed in your life, and what you've done in 2024 is work to get comfortable with some of those sins in your life. But I'm saying today that you've got to step beyond comfort and say, Lord, I'm declaring that I'm going to bind the strong man in the seat of his strength, and I'm not going to accept the effects of this sin. Before we deal with the effects of sin, we have to deal with the cause of sin. So today, starting today in this church, we are binding the strong man that would seek to claim dominion over your life. Today, I declare that we are done allowing the devil to have free reign in your family. Today, I'm declaring that there will be a shift in the attitude of your son or your daughter. Today, I'm declaring that some things that the enemy did in 2024 that he's trying to bring into 2025 will be bound and destroyed today. I'm saying it's going to happen today. Today we're binding the strong man. We're binding him in the seat of his power. I'm not saying that he's going to have any dominion today. We're going to put first things first, and we're going to bind the strong man. I believe that maybe you've spent the holidays and you're saying, okay, I've got to have enough energy just to fight once more. I've got to get energy to start the new year and fight. And yes, you're going to have battles, and yes, you're going to have fights, but 2025 is going to be a different year for our church. You're not going to battle the same battles. Why? Because you're going to bind the strong man right where he is. Let me just tell you, I felt a pause in my spirit in the first service, and I feel a pause in my spirit in this second service, that I'm going to stand flat-footed and say, devil, we've given you enough ground in 2024. I'm done letting you have power in my family. I'm declaring that this year I'm going to bind you where you are. You're not going to do the same things you did last year. You're not going to have the same power you had last year. Oh, I wonder if somebody would just begin to bind the strong man right now. I want to stand in this pulpit and tell you that the enemy tried to destroy this church in 2024, but look where we are. Oh, if you only knew what we went through in 2024, then maybe you'd praise God as well. But I'm telling you today, we're binding the strong man. We're binding the strong man. Oh, yes, that's it. I'm reaching for someone. You may not consider yourself an emotional person, but when I look back over this year, let me just speak directly. Let me speak boldly. Last year, the enemy wanted to destroy the credibility of this pulpit. He wanted to take away all the good that God has done. And I know why, because I've sat across the table from couples in this church, and I know what the enemy's thrown at you. I know what the devil's been up to. But let me just tell you today, as your pastor, no more, devil. We're not going to take it in 2025. We're going to bind him in Jesus' Jesus' name. I wonder if there's someone today. I can't preach any more of this message. I wonder if there's somebody that you would just stand to your feet and just say, you know what? 2025 is a different year for my family. 2025 is going to be a year that we bind some things. Oh, yes. Can you just right now? I think you need to begin to bind some things. You're not going to face those same battles. You're not going to face those same battles. You're having victory. I declare it. Victory in your marriage. Victory over your family. Victory in the lives of your children. I know what the devil's been doing. I know what he's been up to. But not today, devil. You can't have our families. Devil, you can't have our children. Devil, you can't have our marriages. I refuse to give you another inch in this year. I bind the strong man. You have no power. You have no authority. Oh, yes, that's it. Can you just begin to worship God? Can you just begin to praise God? I think something different needs to happen in this service today. So I'm calling you out. If you want things to be different, you've got to do something different. Maybe you haven't praised. You know what? Maybe this is the year that you get your praise back. Somebody, you haven't felt like praising in 2024. Life has beat you down. The enemy has taken your joy. The enemy has taken your shout. You know what? Get it back today. Bind that in Jesus' name today. Oh, Lord, I pray that there would be a liberty in this place right now. I pray for a liberty of the Spirit in this house right now. I pray there be a liberty of worship. I pray there be liberty to declare victory. I pray there be a liberty of prayer right now, that someone that hasn't prayed all year, they will feel that unction in their spirit, that something will well up inside of them, and there'll be a praise released. Yes, that's it. Get your praise back today. Bind the devil where he is. Get your joy back today. Your marriage can be restored. Oh, yes. Can we just praise God all across this place? If you've been through it in 2024, I want to hear you shout right now, because we're binding the enemy today. Do you hear that, devil? Do you hear that, devil? He did everything he could to take us out. But look where we are. We're standing. We're moving forward. We refuse to give up. We refuse to go down without a fight. And we're not going down. We're moving forward. Oh, can we just praise God right now? Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I'm sorry. I can't move forward. I can't move forward. God wants to do something right now. This is what God wants to do. So I want you to tap in right now. I want you to begin to pray right now. I want you to begin to intercede right now. If you haven't raised your hands in worship in a while, today's the day to do it. In fact, right now, if you feel comfortable, would you just begin to flood this altar? I believe that God is giving an altar call right now, that God wants to do some things in your family today. Maybe husband need to bind with your wife, bind with your children. God is doing something in our church. It can't be measured. But what we're doing is we're binding the strong man. We're binding the strong man. Yes, I know he's attacked your family. I know he's attacked your mind. I know he's attacked your sanity. But no more, devil. Yes, that's it. Yes, that's it. Bind it in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, this year is a new year, is a different year. Yes, that's it. I'm not going to go through the same cycle. Let it be broken. Let it be broken. That's it. The hold of the enemy is being broken right now over your family, over your mind. Let it be broken in Jesus' name. You got to declare for yourself. I know it may be uncomfortable, but can you just begin to declare right now? Lord, let it be done in my family. Let it be done in my household. Let it be done in my marriage. Yes, that's it. Would you begin to raise your voice? The enemy wanted to silence our church. The enemy wanted to silence our praise. The enemy wanted to silence our victory. Oh, yes, lift your voice. Lift your voice. Would you cry aloud on this first Sunday of 2025? Devil, do you hear our church? Devil, we're here and we're taking Sterling Heights for the kingdom of God. I'm not going to back down. Yes, that's it. Oh, yes, that's it. I'm going to turn my microphone off and I want to hear your worship. I want the devil to hear our worship. I want the devil to hear this church. Let's praise right now. Would you lift up a shout of praise? Yes, that's it. What did the devil try to take from you? Take it back today. Take it back today. When you bind the strong man, you can take everything in his house. You can take your joy. You can take your peace back.
You can take your family back. Declare it to be done today in the name of Jesus. Where there was division, let there be unity. Where there was things that the devil wanted to destroy, let it be rebuilt in the name of Jesus. Yes, we're moving forward, First Church. This is how we fight. This is how we fight. We're binding the strong man in Jesus' name. We're binding the strong man in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. Would you lift up a shout? Would you lift up a cry unto God? For my family, for my children. Yes, that's it. If you haven't prayed in a while, if this is something you haven't done in a while, let today be the day that your prayer is loosed. Let today be the day that your joy is restored. Yes, that's it. In the name of Jesus. Devil, you've had it long enough. You've had my joy long enough. You've had my peace long enough. You've had my praise long enough. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Yes, bind him, bind him, bind him, bind him. Yes, that's it. Yes, that's it. Let the power of the enemy be destroyed. Let the strong man be bound. Let you be loosed in the name of Jesus. Joy be loosed. Praise be loosed. Victory be loosed. In the name of Jesus. Yes, that's it. Yes, that's it. God is doing a deep work. Tap into what he's doing. This is not just an emotion. This is not just an impulse. This is a shift. This is a change. This is not a one-time thing. This is not a Sunday ritual. God wants to do something, but you have to bind the strong man in your life. When you bind the strong man, there are things that will be loosed. Yes, that's it. Bind him. Bind him in Jesus' name. Bind him. Bind him in your family. Bind him in your home. Bind him in your mind. Bind him in your life. In the name of Jesus. 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 Yes. Yes. It's happening today. 2025 is not just going to be a cycle of the same old problems. This is a new day. This is a new day for our church. There is a shift happening in our church. The enemy tried everything he could to destroy this pulpit. The enemy tried everything he could to destroy our church. But I'm standing here today as your pastor declaring to you that I'm not going anywhere, that this church is not going anywhere but forward. We're not going backward in 2025. We're not conceding anything. We're moving forward into what God has for us, and the future looks good. Why? Because God is at the center. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know what I feel? I feel that there's a spirit of victory in this place that wants to break out in your life. I feel like there's a spirit of joy that wants to bubble up in your life. And maybe 2024 didn't have a lot of joy, but today's the day that you're reclaiming your joy. Today's the day that you get your praise back. Today is the day that you get a little bit of that excitement back. Why? Let me just tell this church, I believe that you have wept long enough. I believe that you have been broken long enough, but God wants to usher in a new season, a season of victory, a season of joy, a season of praise, a season of thanksgiving. So right now, would you just begin to give some praise unto God? There's someone, you need to get your praise back today. You need to get your joy back today. You haven't worshiped in a while. Maybe you just need to jump a little bit and say, God, it's been years. It's been years, but today I'm going to praise. Yes, that's it. Why? Because today is a different day. Today's a new day. Come on, church. We're turning a chapter. Today's a new day. I want you to begin to praise in this place. Why? Because God has given us the victory. We're binding the strong man. He's got no power. He has no dominion. He has no authority in your life anymore. It's done. It's over. It's a new day. It's a new season. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Would you just begin to lift your hands? Could we begin to shift the atmosphere to praise? You've cried tears long enough, wondering what's going to happen. Well, let me tell you what's going to happen. God is going to bring the increase. The enemy has been destroyed. His power has been broken. And we're stepping forward into a new year with praise and thanksgiving. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. So we're about to praise. We're about to praise our way into a new year. We're about to praise our way into 2025. And praise looks good on you. Praise looks good on you. Worship looks good on you, church. Oh, yes. This is a season of victory. It's a season of worship. It's a season of praise. Oh, yes, that's it. People are getting the victory right now. Oh, that's it. Could you claim your victory? Could you claim your victory? Today's the day. Today's the day. This is a new year. This is a new year. A fresh start. Victory in Jesus' name. Bind the strong man. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes. I want you to praise. I want you to begin to shout. I want you to begin to declare victory. Oh, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Yes, can you praise? Has it been a while? Has it been years? But today's the day you get your praise back. Today's the day you get your joy back. Today's the day you get your peace back. In Jesus' name. Yes, let it be done.
My dance will grow changing.
Come on,
come on.
Under my feet.
And I- last service. We did this last service. I feel somebody's going to get the Holy Ghost today. You can be baptized and filled with the Holy Ghost in this atmosphere. But before, this is okay, Pastor. We did this last service. We need to start this year the same way that we expect how it's going to end. Earlier I said, sight is what you see with your eyes open. Vision is what you see with your eyes closed. So when I close my eyes, I can see healing. When I close my eyes, I see broken people walking in this place. When I close my eyes, I see your family healed. When I close my eyes, I see prodigals turning back. If I use my sight, it may not happen right now, but I'm here to tell you that if you will begin to speak into the atmosphere, what you want to see at the end of this year, starting now. So this is what we're going to do. I'm going to count to three. And I want you, just like you had it, just like we proclaimed the power of Jesus, I want you to go into this year as the first service the exact way that you expect to come out of this year. And I don't know about you, but I expect him to come out of this season or out of this year praising God, shouting, thanking him for what he's done. Are you ready? I want you to just begin to worship right now. Lift up your hands, lift up your voice. And when I count to three, I want you to lift your hands. I want you to jump up and down. And I want you to shout with everything that's within you. Are you ready? Two, one, two, one, two, three, shout.
Into 2025, and it seems like the first one is a shout. But when David saw the Ark of the Covenant returning to his place, he said, I will become more undignified than this. So so there's a presence of God that is returning to us. It's coming to your family. It's coming to your home. It's coming to your children. So we can just give God a praise and say, thank you, God. It's not about my dignity. It's about your worth. Oh, God, we worship you. If you only knew what we have been through in 2024.
We praise you.
Yes. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. If you're a guest with us today, we don't apologize for our behavior, but we want to do give some context that when God moves, this is not just a ritual that we do on Sundays. This is not just something we put on our schedule, but we believe that there is a real and living God. And how do we know? Because we have experienced it for ourselves. When you see people crying, you see them dancing. What you don't see is the battles that they have fought. You don't see what it took for them to get here. So you may not know our church yet, but if you just stick around a little bit, you're going to find out we're a victorious church. We're a restoring church. We're a believing church. We're a praising church. We're a praying church. Yes! Yes! That's the kind of church we're going to be in 2025. So I'm declaring today, you're not going to fight the same battles. I don't know what I'm going to do. I only got to preach 10 minutes of my message. But I believe that what has happened today is exactly what God has wanted to happen. But let me also tell you that this is not just a cultural expression or an impulse. This is a shift in the spirit. Because what happens now is God has moved on your heart, but now you have to go and decide what happens next. I say this all across the place when I speak to students especially, but let me just tell you something, church, because I want to be clear. An altar call will not save us from what we go home and decide our way back into. So now we have to carry this. You know what? I just want to declare that what we've experienced today, why don't we just make this our new normal? What if this was our new normal? I don't say we got to dance every service, but what I'm saying is when we come to church, we expect that God is going to move. We expect that things are going to change. We expect that chains will be broken. We expect that minds will be restored. That's what I want to see in 2025. But it starts when we bind the strong man. What we're feeling right now is you have bound the strong man. You have been binding the attack of the enemy over your family. And I believe that even this week, you're going to see the fruit of what has happened today. This is not just another service. This is a shift in what God is doing here at First Church. And now it's up to us to walk into it and walk in the victory that God has given us. God is giving you the victory. So walk into it. Walk into it. Walk into it. Walk into it. Declare it. Speak it over your family. Speak it over your home. Speak it over your marriage. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to have to maybe post the rest of my message online or something, but I just want to give you one thing before I dismiss you, because when we talk about what does it mean to bind the strong man, Jesus went into a time of temptation in Matthew chapter 4. The devil tempted him. He was hungry. 40 days of fasting, he was hungry. And the devil said, hey, why don't you just make these stones, turn them into bread. He was trying to attack where he was in his weakness. Two things I want to notice about what Jesus said. Jesus said, man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Number one, he decided, you know what? I'm not going to fight the fight that you want me to fight. He understood that the weapon that he brought was the word of God. So let me just tell you, as you walk into 2025, pray, fast, but get in the word of God, because when you are tempted and tried, this is your weapon, and you can respond to the attack of the enemy with the word of God. But number two, Jesus knew something that I want to make sure that you know. Satan was trying to make it a temptation of his flesh and a temptation of bread, but Jesus knew it wasn't a temptation of his flesh. That's why he didn't say, oh, I'll eat later. I can make bread later. He didn't even respond to the question at hand. He spoke deeper than that. You know what? Because this is the thing you need to understand. The tests that you face, the temptations that you face, are actually temptations of allegiance. It's the question, who is the master of your house? Who's the master of your house? So Jesus said, you know what? This isn't about bread. Man doesn't live by bread, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. So you need to maybe say that to your temptation. Hey, this isn't about lust that I'm facing. This isn't about temptation. This isn't about that relationship. This isn't about the finances. No, I understand that my life is more than that. My life is more than the bread that I eat, than the things I consume, than the money I have. But I live by what comes out of the Word of God. What comes out of the mouth of God, that's what I live by. So don't fight the devil's fight. You set the terms and say, I'm not going to allow you to fight the way you want to fight. And then the last thing I want to tell you, a lot of times one thing we talk about in the new year is I want to have better willpower. We think strong willpower, that's the way to do it. Let me tell you what, strong willpower, that's not the secret sauce. But you know what the strength is to a strong will? A submitted will. A submitted will. Submit your will to God. Because we say, oh, you know what, I'll just be stronger next time. No, you won't. Why? Because a divided will is a weak will. Jesus knew he couldn't give the devil an inch. Why? Because it would divide his allegiance. I'm not trying to say you have to be perfect, but what I'm saying is even little things, if the devil can find a little crack, if he can divide your will, he can destroy your resolve. So how do we move forward? You're going to make mistakes. I'm going to make mistakes. What you have to do is say, Lord, my will is not strong. I recognize that. My ability to overcome this year is not the strength of my will. It's the submission of my will. If my will is single-minded and submitted, it can't be broken by the enemy. Why? Because it's not about my strength anyway. It's about my submission to a power that is so much stronger than me. The secret of willpower isn't strength, church. It's submission. Submitting to the things of God. That's why we're committing these first 21 days. We're going to pray and fast. Why? I'm going to bring my will into submission unto God. So I want to charge you with that this year. I truly believe. I'm standing here. I'm declaring it over your family. I've been praying. I have been repeating prayers that I've prayed. I've been bringing your face before my mind. And as I prepared for today, I didn't know how this was going to go. But I'm so thankful that God came in and moved in, because I truly believe that if we take care of the first things, God will take care of the great things. We have a lot of challenges we have to overcome. There's a lot of things we have to figure out, finances, and what does it look like, and how do we build it? And we're doing chairs, and we're full, and all the great problems. But you know what? There's a lot of things that I could tell you, man, I don't know. I don't know exactly what to do. It's not a quick answer. But you know what I'm saying? I'm saying, Lord, I'm going to take care of first things. And if I take care of first things, I'm trusting that he's going to take care of the rest of it. That's what I'm believing for our church. I'm not saying you're not going to have trials, but what I'm saying is right now, don't worry about that. You take care of the first things. First, bind the strong man. First, bind the strong man. Thank you for being in service with us today. I want to tell you, don't miss a Sunday this month. I truly believe this. I'm not saying it's me. Today's obviously not me. I got about 5 words in it. The Lord is doing something new and different. This is a seasonal shift. Not just a calendar shift. There have been prayers that have been prayed for years. We have been poised in position. But I believe that God is releasing some things that he's been preparing in you for seasons. I believe this is a new season for our church. But it's up to us to steward it correctly. It's not by my strength. It's not by our ability. It's not by my leadership skills. It's about my ability to submit and understand what God would you have us to do. So thank you for being here today. We have prayer tomorrow night at 7:00. I would encourage you to join us. If you want to get more connected here at this church, a great way to do this is life groups. We can only do so much on Sundays. I know the real life happens throughout the week. Go sign up for a life group. Connect with people. You will be blessed because of it. If you want to get plugged in, go to Growth Track. It's how you get connected. It's how you get plugged in, because we need all the help we can get. So I want to pray over you, and we're going to dismiss. I'm going to pray that this day is a new day, not just the start of a same cycle. And I believe it can be done. Lord, I thank you today for your word. I thank you for your presence, God, that you can do in a morning what I could not do in years. Lord, you can do in a few minutes, God, what a therapist could not do over months. Lord, I thank you for your spirit. I thank you that we serve a living God that meets us here. Lord, I pray that over the next 21 days, Lord, we would dedicate and consecrate ourselves to you, Lord, that we would understand what would you have for us to do, God. And I understand it's not by my will, it's not by my might, it's not by my power, but it's my submission to you. And Lord, I don't stand here as an authoritarian saying everyone must submit to me. No, I'm saying, Lord, we look to you. If I'm going to lead in a way that honors you, it's because I'm submitted to you. Help Help me lead our church. Help us follow you, Lord, in a way that would honor you. Lord, I pray for families. I know marriages today, God, they need you. They need you, Lord. They need you to step in. They need you to step in and do what we cannot do. But I believe you can do it. This is a year of victory. This is a year of restoration. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And as I close, I'm reminded of some words that Pastor Hoffman would say. And I want to just tell you, this year, I believe if you will pray, if you will fast, if you will give, and you will forgive, there's so much of your life that God will take care of. If we can learn to pray before all things, in all things, through all things, if we can fast, if we can submit our will to God, if we can give of our time, of our talent, of our treasure, trust God with it, and if we can forgive. I'm so thankful this is a church where restoration can happen. I'm thankful this is a church where we can forgive people, we can move forward, and we can see that God has things for us beyond failure, things for us beyond our past. Aren't you so thankful that we serve a God that forgives? We serve a God that sees where we are and that sees beyond what we are to who He wants us to be. Thank you again for being here today. I honestly could just stay here all afternoon in His presence. It's so wonderful. But I'm also thankful because I know it's not confined to this building. You take it with you. You take it with you. Thank you so much. We love you. Thank you, God, for a new year. Hope to see you tomorrow night at 7 o'clock for prayer. Be blessed in Jesus' name.